99.5 FM, WBAI New York, and on the internet at WBAI.org. It is 5 a.m., and the program you just heard, Labrish with Haptah Selassie, will be back next week following the work of the Midnight Ravers, and it is now time for Back of the Book. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smartest guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. Well, okay, okay, we went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's 5 o'clock in the morning right now, and you're listening to All Politics is so much with us in so many ways. Radio WBAI New York.
No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Good goddamn morning. How the hell are you? This is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning to you, my dear, and a hearty hello to our dear 19 listeners, wherever they may be.
And we're going to talk about various things on this program, and you can find out a little bit more about them by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. When you get there, you'll see a blue navigation frame on the left side of your screen. At the top, it will say Latest Back of the Book Program Links. Click on that and you'll get to the webpage for this morning's radio program. The WBAI website and the archives seem to be working all right as we record this program. This is our 117th pandemic episode of Back of the Book. It's pre-recorded. This program was recorded on Friday for airing on Saturday morning. If things have happened between then and when you're hearing this program, we won't be referencing them on this program. A recorded program cannot be as up-to-date as a live program, but we have to do this in these dangerous times. Dangerous in so many ways. And the top story in the entire multiverse of multiverses this past week was, we are holding at 121 followers on Twitter, which is really, it's actually in some ways become more interesting than it used to be. And I'm seeing claims that a lot of people are leaving Twitter. So maybe that's part of why we have dropped a few people and are, you know, lower than we had been. But we also see something else. I'm seeing a lot of Apple ads. And I've seen all this stuff of Musk saying, oh, he's whining. Oh, Apple doesn't want to advertise with me on Twitter anymore. I am getting bombarded by Apple ads. So who is a lying pile of steaming excrement here? Anyway, so, and I'm also seeing more promoted tweets. This is a tweet where basically, I think you got to pay for this, and it's kind of advertising, but within Twitter. It isn't like a – it could also be a company. A company can say, hey, promote our thing, and they do it. And whether you like it or not, you end up with a promoted tweet, which for me frequently has nothing to do with anything in my life whatsoever, and I skip those stupid things. So we have a lot more promoted tweets, and people are speculating that Leon Scum, a.k.a. Elon Musk, has been trying like crazy to monetize Twitter because this fool spent $44 billion to buy Twitter. Oh, man. And I'm also seeing a whole bunch of tweets from Leon Scum himself. And, you know, thing is, they seem to disappear. Really, they seem to disappear shortly after they're there. So I think what he does is, since he's in charge of it, he can tell people, make this go up so they see it, and then it disappears. And I guess that's what's going on. And, yeah, that's something that's happening. And one thing he did was he announced that they're going to delete 1.5 billion dormant accounts. They had 1.5 billion dormant accounts on Twitter, ones that nobody's used, you know, tweeted from in years. That seems to be what he's saying. And so they're going to delete those. And there's a lot of people going back and forth on that because in some cases, people have in memoriam pages. Somebody was there. They died, and of course they're not tweeting anymore. If they did, that would be a very interesting thing. It would be news. But they aren't tweeting, and so they're a dormant account.
Oh, our Paul, he doesn't care about the living. He's certainly not going to care about the dead.
Yes. And so he has that, and there was another thing he had up there about the blacklist on Twitter. And I didn't look at that fast enough, and it's gone. So I don't, and I didn't decide to like spend time digging around to find what the hell it was. So it's bizarre. But Twitter is becoming very strange right now. And I don't know if I'm going to try for this other thing that's not like it, but like it. And I don't know. So it's called Mastodon. And I don't know if I'm going to bother with that because I didn't want to bother with Twitter. I'm on Twitter because some years ago, the brilliancies that we had for general managers for the 5 radio stations got together. And in my opinion, in order to make it look as if they were worthy of being paid the money they're paid, they got together and they made up some rules, and one of them was everybody has to be on Twitter and Facebook. So I looked at it. I tried Twitter. It wasn't that bad seeming. I said, I don't like it, but there I am. Facebook, I said, this is really bad. They really scrape your information. I'm not going there. And so I never got on to Facebook. And you know, they're a terrible threat to your privacy. And so I'm on Twitter because of that. If Twitter shuts down or gets to be too awful, maybe I won't do any of that. I have a website. And if you want to see something, it's that. Plus, I'm on the radio. That's probably enough communication with people, right? Who knows? Although there are 121 followers on Twitter who would be terribly shaken, and wow, that would make the news. Anyway, it's a strange place up there at Twitter these days. The WBAI local station board met this past Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, in executive session. The report out was, quote, the WBAI LSB met in executive session to discuss personnel, financial, and legal matters of a confidential nature. It also discussed a disciplinary matter, unquote. And that's all we can say about what happened. The next regular WBII LSB meeting, which you can listen to on your own if you please, will be on Wednesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. on Zoom, even though Zoom compromises privacy and security. You can go up to kpftx.org, and from there you can get the information for zooming in to this LSB meeting where you can listen to how utterly thrilling these meetings are all on your own. According to the Johns Hopkins website, COVID-19 cases in the whole world reached 648,475,559 on Friday, and global deaths reached 6,651,594. In America, the number of cases as of Friday was 99,397,378, and the death toll in America was 1,084,398. So 3,113 people have died of COVID-19 in America since our last program a week ago, which is more than 1,000 deaths higher than the previous weekly death toll. That's bad, and, you know, they're starting to see these numbers rise, and that's kind of to be expected. This is kind of a post-Thanksgiving bump. I don't know if they're calling it a surge. I don't know how the language would work, but more than a thousand more people died this week than died the previous week of COVID-19 in America. The pandemic is not over. Pickles of the North and I are still keeping our masks on. We've both gotten our bivalent vaccinations, so we should have maximum immunity against the currently dominant variants, which change all the time. From what they're saying, there are health professionals who are bracing for a surge since we're in the winter holiday season now and people are going to be gathering together indoors from all sorts of places. By the time this program airs on Saturday morning, all of those figures we quoted will be higher, of course. This was all mostly preventable. The Artemis 1 mission is winding down, and here to tell us about it is Pickles of the North.
Why, thank you, Arp. All news flash. This weekend, on day 26 of its mission, Artemis 1 returns to Earth. Live coverage starts on NASA.gov at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, December 11th. December 11th is also the 50th anniversary of the last time humans landed on the moon. And that was in 1972, and that was Apollo 17. Unfortunately, there were supposed to be three more missions after that, but then President Nixon canceled them. Ahem. As the Orion spacecraft enters the Earth's atmosphere, it will be traveling 25,000 miles per hour.
Whew. Whoosh.
Its heat shield will reach up to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It says on NASA's website that's like half the temperature of the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, mama. And when it enters, I think I remember this, it has to go like, it goes around, like it orbits the Earth to try and slow down, I think.
Well, yeah, it doesn't plunge.
No,
directly.
It doesn't plunge, but it does like, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, that's the way of slowing it. Yes. It has a lot of momentum.
Oh, yeah. And the atmosphere will slow Orion down to 325 miles per hour. And then it pops open, I think it's three parachutes. And that slows it down even further. And then it deploys two drogue parachutes, sort of like brakes on a car, except it shoots on a spacecraft. And that will slow things along with the atmosphere. It will slow this craft down even more until it's traveling about 20 miles per hour. And it falls down into the Pacific Ocean near Guadalupe Island. And it will be picked up by the Navy. So tune in on Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, you can go up online and look at all the cool information and photos from the mission. And they even have a live feed although things are so vast in space, you can see it when it is running because they have to have the broadband available in order to broadcast this footage. And it's live, live, live. You just see like the spacecraft. And you see at this point the Earth. But it doesn't look like anything's moving because it's hard to tell perspective in space. But it's still cool.
So the Navy's going to pick it up. I've been picked up by the Navy once myself. Well, he was wearing a sailor's uniform and didn't really pick me up. He sort of just, well, we won't get into what happened with that. But yes, I've had experience, with more than one guy in the Navy. Yes, that's true.
Yes. Always the high road, Arpal. Always. What was that from that movie? Dignity. Always dignity. Yes.
At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is back of the book. She is Radio's Pickles of the North, and I'm R. Paul Martin. And regarding the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there's more happening there. The Ukrainians have, of course, in the past month or so, taken back thousands of miles of their territory from the invading Russian army. And Russia has just gone nuts, bombarding all of the power plants in Ukraine, destroying them and leaving people in the dark and in the cold for the winter. And you get some real winters there. And however, the Ukrainians are finally hitting Russian targets that are outside of Ukraine. I'm glad to hear it. This is perfectly acceptable, I think. They've been sort of pussyfooting around of saying, we got to fight them in here. But then what happens is Russia has waged such terrible war on the Ukrainian people as such, blowing up the power plants, and shooting missiles into residential neighborhoods, blowing up people's houses. Plus, when they get into a territory and take it over, they commit mass murder. All these people with their hands tied behind their back, thrown in mass graves. Oh, geez. So, yeah, I can see how the Ukrainians would be really itching to do more than they have. And now they are. Besides they blew up a piece of that bridge, which has been repaired now. And they have also gotten some drones to go after Russian aircraft in various places while they're on the ground. So they're attacking Russian military facilities with drones, and this is a good thing. I think that's excellent for them to do. I mean, there's no law that says that when you're invaded by a foreign country that you have to only fight a defensive war on your own territory. The Russians bomb Ukraine, so the Ukrainians can bomb Russia. I think they can go out and do more of that. What might be nice? See if you can find a way to blow up one of their factories that makes the bombs that they're using on you. That would be a valid target, too. Yep, it's pretty bad stuff going on over there, and it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. So the big election that finally ends the midterm elections happened this past Tuesday, and Senator Raphael Warnock won. And that's a good thing because, God, can you imagine having this stumble-bum idiot Herschel Walker being a senator? Oh, that would be really horrible because he is so stupid and he's so dishonest. However, on the other hand, at least he conceded, which is better than Trump and most of the other Trumpoids have done. So there is that. But yes, Raphael Warnock is going to get 6 more years in the Senate, and that is a good thing. Meanwhile, the Respect for Marriage Act passed as amended in the House. They put in an amendment in the Senate that says, you can allow people to institutions to discriminate on the basis of their religious beliefs. That's terrible, but I guess that was the price of passing it. So I think in the theory of something is better than nothing, they went along with this. And I don't know, I'm sure that'll cause problems in the future. But there it is, and I'm glad that they did pass it, because otherwise the Supreme Court might just take it all away anyway. That's what Justice Clarence Thomas wants to do. Maybe he won't be able to do that. Although I'm not sure he and his pals could get together and say, this law is unconstitutional, and just take it out. Could be that that would also be a reason why they put in the religious thing, because that way it makes it, that takes that argument away from them. So, we'll see. Anyway, what happens is, this has passed, the amended version has passed the House. President Biden said he'd sign it right away, so real soon now it should become law. I thought it was going to become law this past week, but as we record this on Friday, late on Friday, well, not that late, it's Friday evening now, he hasn't signed it yet, so we'll see what goes on with that. Maybe he'll sign it this weekend, and that's when it will become law. I'm sure that bigots will file lawsuits against it and try to get the biased Supreme Court to declare it unconstitutional. See what happens with that. And this Congress critter, Vicky Hartzler, made the news while crying as she spoke against the bill in the House. Oh, not a religious. Well, turns out her nephew had a comment on what his aunt had said. Here's that comment now.
Today, a United States Congresswoman, my Aunt Vicky, started crying because gay people like me can get married.
I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. I yield back.
So despite coming out to my aunt this past February, I guess she's still just as much as a homophobe.
Let's be clear. Obergefell is not in danger, but people and institutions of faith are.
Aunt Vicky, that's not right. Institutions of faith like religious universities are not being silenced. They're being empowered by the U.S. government to discriminate against tens of thousands of LGBTQ students because of religious exemptions, but they still receive federal funding.
The bill's implications: submit to our ideology or be silenced.
It's more like you want the power to force your religious beliefs onto everyone else. And because you don't have that power, you feel like you're being silenced. But you're not. You're just going to have to learn to coexist with all of us. And I'm sure it's not that hard.
And that's an announcement from someone on a political situation there. And you know, if his aunt can get some airtime, he can get some airtime too. So there's that. I'm so glad that things like this can happen these days, because the old thing we used to say 50-odd years ago, we are everywhere, and a lot of people said, no, you're not. But it's turning out, yeah, as we knew, it's true. There are a lot of gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, plus all of the others, all the folks who are being attacked all the time by certain other folks. There are so many of us, and we are everywhere. So this homophobic Congress critter has a gay nephew, and he had a few things to say about Auntie. Well, you know, it's December. It's the middle of December now, pretty much. I think the time can seem strange in December. We're having the earliest sunsets of the year now, still. The sun set at 4:28 this afternoon, and by about 5:30, it's dark as midnight out there. We'll be having these earliest sunsets for a few more days until December 13th. And it's depressing, but we're almost out of it. We've had it for this entire past week. Oh, boy. And it's going to be ending. It's depressing as hell. And the solstice is going to occur on Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, at 4:48 p.m. Eastern Time. And then the days overall will start to get longer, and that will be a good thing. And, oh boy, yeah, I'm not a fan of these 4:28 in the afternoon sunsets. They bother me a lot, and I'll be glad to see those in the rearview mirror. Meanwhile, however, we are in December, and there are December twilights. It is my observation that December twilights can be very beautiful in some cases, simply because of the way the sun is low at a certain point and it stays low for a while. It isn't like it just dips suddenly below the horizon. It skims toward the horizon, then it skims along the horizon, and only then does it twinkle out and leaves an afterglow, which could also be a very nice twilight. And so that December twilight I observed years ago can be very nice. Of course, if it's completely overcast, you don't really get that. But on days when there's not too much cloudiness, it can be a very interesting light that happens in December for twilight. I found that sort of a redeeming attribute of the month. So there we are. So, winter solstice, Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. And we're mentioning it now because we're preempted next week, and we won't be back until Isaac Newton's birthday's eve on December 24th. Some more politics going on here, and the politics in this country's gone bizarre. The Republican candidate for Arizona Attorney General, Abe Hamadeh, has filed a lawsuit contesting the election after a close race against Democratic opponent Chris Mayes, who is an open lesbian. And the polls so far, they show her in the lead, and she's going to win this. And Hamadeh has been joined in his lawsuit by the Republican National Committee. They're suing county boards of supervisors and recorders, as well as Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who was just elected governor of Arizona. The New York Times is reporting that the lawsuit not only requests that Hobbs be stopped from certifying Mays as the winner, but also demands that Hamadeh be declared the winner instead. Hamadeh claims that there was not any, quote, fraud, manipulation, or other intentional wrongdoing, unquote, but that errors in the election process have led to him being behind Mays in the vote count. Jeez, what arrogance from these people. They can't stand to have an open lesbian being elected to something else. They really are hate-filled. And the Russians have let Brittany Griner go in exchange for a major arms dealer who's got the sobriquet, the Merchant of Death. I'm sure that Ms. Griner also experienced discrimination in the Russian prison system for being a lesbian. God, the Russians really. I hope the Ukrainians just bomb the crap out of them. It's really terrible. And really, they need to get rid of Putin. He's a clear and present danger to the world. Get rid of Putin by any means necessary. And right about now, I think it's time for us to do a station break. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, broadcasting from a transmitter and antenna atop 4 Times Square, going through a new studio somewhere in downtown Brooklyn and originating in our living room somewhere else in Brooklyn. The program is back of the book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North, and you can find out more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. You can also go to the official website of this radio station at wbai.org. About 45,000 people in Moore County, North Carolina, have had to do without electrical power for part of this past week because some creeps attacked the West End substation and another station in Moore County on Sunday. apparently they went in and they shot up the power station, and that effectively wrecked it. And it's being speculated that the vandals who did this were trying to shut down a drag show in the area. You have to be awfully insecure about yourself to go around destroying power stations over people performing in drag. Really, what the hell's wrong with those people? However, the drag show went on anyway. They just kept on going. The hell with it. I think they had like flashlights and stuff, and they kept going. And they just shouted more loudly, and they didn't need the amplification. So there you go. And speaking of stuff like awful anti-gay laws in Russia, yeah, these guys are also bombing power stations. See, it's kind of like something that goes together with this kind of thing. It's a trend. We noted on a program a couple of weeks ago that a major cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, had collapsed. What a waste that all was. The week before last, Governor Hochul signed legislation limiting some cryptocurrency mining in the state of New York. And she cast the new law as an acceptable step towards smart tech policy. This new law authorized a broad 2-year statewide pause on new permits for cryptocurrency production at fossil fuel powered facilities that, quote, mine, unquote, cryptocurrency on powerful computers. The new law makes New York the first state to restrict the so-called mining of energy-sapping cryptocurrency. And yeah, what happens is there are various old coal-fired power plants that have been abandoned basically around New York State and other places too, of course, because that's how they originally made the power, was from coal. And before that, they were making coal gas at some of these places too, another technology we won't get into. And so some people with more money than sense have been taking over these plants and powering them up and bringing in loads of very powerful computers. I mean, a lot of them. And what they do is they go through the ritual of what's referred to as mining cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, all of these things are based on solving a puzzle. It's really no more than that. You just go through and crunch a lot of numbers and you come up with the solution to a puzzle. And that gives you a piece of cryptocurrency, for instance, a Bitcoin or one of the other many that have shown up now. And so there, then you say, I have this Bitcoin or this whatever else you've got. FTX had its own, and FTT, stupid stuff. And, you know, fiat currencies have been sneered at for a very long time. But cryptocurrencies are beyond a fiat currency. Cryptocurrencies are ghost currencies. So you've got people trying to get rich by suckering other people into giving them real money for their cryptocurrency because they solved a puzzle. And meanwhile, they are using fossil fuels to power these power plants. And what good is that doing anybody? A real power plant, yeah, you got to provide electricity. And, you know, they're trying to make it so they're not as bad. But this thing is just some guys trying to get rich. It's sort of like, you know, we're gonna take these things over here and we're going to light coal fires under something and burn it and burn it and burn it. And eventually we will be turning this lead into gold. Pretty close to it, almost the same thing, except most people will not buy into that technology, but some are stupid enough to buy into cryptocurrency. And so you would have all of this fossil fuel stuff happening. It's going into the air. It's air pollution. It's helping to warm the planet quite a bit, and all of it for no use to most people. So I'm glad she signed that, and I hope that other states will too. And this, you know, let the even China, the so-called People's Republic of China, kicked cryptocurrency miners out of the country because it was screwing up their air. Now they're doing it in America, but they're not going to do it in New York State for 2 months, 2 years. And that's a good thing. So I've been locked in for the pandemic, and I haven't been to the dentist for a while, and we went there finally, and he said, "Who are you?" Oh, he hasn't seen me in quite a while. So we go into the dentist, and we're in there. One of the things that's happened is, before the pandemic began, when we went in to see the dentist, well, actually, we did see him once during the pandemic, during one summer. There, I think, what was it, the summer of 21 we went in and we saw? I think that was it. And at that time, one of the crowns, a temporary crown I had, started to disintegrate. He said, "Oh boy, next time you come in here, we got to deal with that." Well, it's been, you know, well over a year. So we went in, and coincidentally, a couple of days before we went there, it finally collapsed even more. And so he said, "Yeah, that thing's shot, and there's not enough tooth left to build a new temporary crown on top of it." So he would just grind away the stuff that's there, because some of it was annoying. And he says, "That's it." Well, he got most of it, but there's this dagger-like piece of tooth sticking up, and it's also kind of like a hook. And it's grabbing the inside of my cheek and holding on. And I have to try and get and of course the natural motion is to just get it off there. But that makes the piece of tooth knife through the tissue of the cheek. So, oh boy, this is a really annoying thing. And the interesting thing is it is extremely thin, and tooth enamel can be very interesting because it's not just calcium phosphate, the mineral that makes it so hard. It also has collagen in it, which gives it flexibility. So this is like having this very high-tech knife inside my mouth slicing up my cheek. And I've tried to get, you know, to do something to deal with this, but it's not working. So I'm going to have to go to the dentist again soon and have the dentist drill this out. Oh, geez. Home dentistry was just not working last night.
At this point, I should say that this is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. He is R. Paul Martin, and I am Radio's Pickles of the North.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I'm looking for a hoe. Anybody see a hoe? Oh, ho, ho. What's that coming down? I think there's a choo-choo coming. Oh, it's the WBAI Begging for Dough Express. Oh, I better get out of the way. They'll run my fat ass over with that train. Oh, Santa, get the hell out of the way. We're coming through. Yes, this is pitching time. It's pitching time here on WBAI. We are listener-sponsored, non-commercial radio, WBAI New York. And what we're doing right here and now is we're going to pitch and beg you for money. Listener-sponsored is not just a thing we say. It's not just a slogan. Legally, it's a declaration. We are listener-sponsored. We beg you for money, and some of you actually help to fund us and keep us going. If it weren't for listeners pledging money to BAI and paying those pledges and keeping us going, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have been here, oh God, decades ago. We would have failed in the 60s. WBAI is about to celebrate its 63rd anniversary as a Pacifica radio station. And that will occur on January 10th, 63 years. And we need to beg some more money here. Again, we would not have been here for almost 63 years if people like you, other listeners, some of whom are no longer with us, didn't
pledge some amount of money. We're asking you to do that right now. We're asking you to get up, go to your phone, dial 1-212-209-2950, and pledge some amount of money to WBAI in the name of Back of the Book. We are currently going to be pitching a bit for the Tower Fund. Yeah, management has managed to get us into a situation where we really have to pay the tower here. The tower is four times square. It's where WBAI's transmitter and, well, it's not our antenna, where the antenna we use is. It's an antenna that handles a bunch of radio stations, and it's called multiplexing. Anyway, so we have to pay rent there. And, well, what we need to do is we need to be able to pay the rent. We are behind by enough that there could be a problem. We need to raise some money so that in the upcoming couple of months, when funds don't necessarily come in too often, we can manage to pay the tower. 1-212-209-2950. Now, this pitch is mostly focusing on one-time donations. If you want to make a one-time donation of some size or another, please, please, we ask you to do that now by calling 1-212-209-2950 and say you want to make a pledge to the Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. 1-212-209-2950, and you call that number and they'll pick up at the call center, we're not there, and tell them you want to pledge to Back of the Book. So that's what we need you to go ahead and do. You're pledging to WBAI in the name of Back of the Book. And this is something we've done in the past, and it's managed to keep us from getting shut down. If the people at the tower decide, you know, they're deadbeating us, they're going to throw a switch, and that'll be the end of it. We won't be on the air, and I don't know what happens after that. We probably have to negotiate. We probably have to give them a bunch of money. We probably have to send up a bunch of money up front, instead of on a pay-as-you-go basis. Since we're not paying as we go, we're getting in arrears, they'll say from now on, you pay up front, and when you pay, when you know, like you pay for 6 months at a time, and when you've used up 6 months of money, you have to pay us another 6 months of money up front, which is a big load of money. And if you can't do that, then you're off the air. That could be what will happen. So we need folks to call 1-212-209-2950 and say, I want to make a donation to WBAI in the name of Back of the Book. And that's the name of this radio program. And, oh, we wish you would do that because, you know, Back of the Book is a part of BAI. It's a strange part of BAI. This radio program covers all sorts of things that don't get covered elsewhere. We cover science topics. We cover strange things of all sorts that, you know, I wanted to do thermokarst on this program, but we don't have the time this time. Black holes, we're having to put off to the next program again. And so this is where we got to do this. 1-212-209-2950. Please, please give us a call at that number now. There's a bell ringing. I don't know why. Maybe that'll make somebody want to donate. Pavlov, you want to donate money? Yeah, I don't know. And I'm choking to death on the program. And it's hard to know what to say sometimes, especially when they have us pitching a longer pitch than usual, which is what this is. 1-212-209-2950. We cover all sorts of things. We cover gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, etc. issues on this program. And it's not what we're solely dedicated to, but we cover this stuff here also. And now and again, you get me telling you about how stuff happened in the olden days of the gay liberation movement and things like that. And you don't get that elsewhere. Where else on the radio dial do you get people who can say, oh, yeah, and I remember when we were going to the New York State, what was it? Was it a municipal building or some other place? And we went in there and we sat in the guy's office who's in charge of the marriage bureau. And we brought in a wedding cake with two males and two females on top of it. And, oh, yeah, there's a video of that. Oh, and I'm choking to death on the program. And, you know, you can go in there and say, and not only can I talk about it, I was there. I was one of the picketers in there and sitting in persons. I didn't sit much. I stood around mostly. And you can see what our Paul Martin looked like more than 50 years ago with hair down to his ass. Now I hardly have any hair at all, but you can see me as I was from the back. I sort of look like Cousin It. Anyway, you only see my back, and except for one frame where my face gets smeared across Randy Wicker's camera. 1-212-209-2950. You don't get people able to talk about their days in the gay liberation movement. I was a part of the Gay Activists Alliance for all that time, for the 70s. And so I did all sorts of stuff, and I can talk about it. I can talk about many other things. I can talk about having been in the Army and being gay, and been in the Army and getting really sick because they don't treat you well. I can talk about various other things, and we do that when we can. We also talk about our science topics, the black hole stuff, which, I hope it's something people find interesting. I'm hoping it is. And we talk about that, and the black hole stuff we're mostly talking about is the fact of, is information indestructible or can you destroy information? And that's a current topic. And some people have now said, yeah, it cannot be destroyed. And I say, one, I'm uncomfortable with that, but I want to explore it on the air with all of yous. So we're doing that. 1-212-209-2950. And I'm willing to get on the air and call cryptocurrency for the crock of stuff it is. 1-212-209-2950. If you could please call that number at this point in time and say you wanna donate some amount of money to the WBAI Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. And, you know, we have various people who have contributed recently. George and Bonnie from Northport have contributed recently. Michael from Valhalla has contributed. And Dorothy from Little Neck. They have all contributed to WBAI via Back of the Book. Each of them dialed up 1-212-209-2950, and they donated. By the way, if you want to become a BAI buddy, you can still do that. You still call 1-212-209-2950 and say, I want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And when you do that, they will ask you for your credit card or debit card information. And they will ask you how much you want to donate on a monthly basis. The BAI buddy is a monthly donation. And you can choose how much you want to donate on a monthly basis. It could be $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. And you can also tell them what day of the month you want your credit card or debit card charged on this. And you'll get a really swift, WBAI, what are they calling it? Bag. Book bag? What is it called? No, tote bag. Tote bag. It's a tote bag. They used to be book bags, now they're tote bags. We don't read anymore. However, if you want to just make a one-time donation and you don't want to do it monthly, you also call the same number, 1-212-209-2950, and say you want to make a one-time donation to the WBAI Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. And you tell them that, and you give them also your credit card or debit card number. I think they pretty much charge it right away in that case. I'm not totally sure about that, but I think that's how that works, since you're only doing it one time. Although, I don't know, they may take days to do it. I don't know if it's instant or if it takes days. I just don't know. But we are asking you to please call that number, 1-212-209-2950, and call that number now, 1-212-209-2950. That's the number we really need all of you to call up right now. Lots of folks need to call that number, 1-212-209-2950. And also, management wants us to ID the radio station more, so we're going to have to drop in a couple of more IDs somewhere in here and hope it doesn't disrupt things too much. But management really wants us to raise the money we got to raise. And 1-212-209-2950 is the number we're asking you to call to pledge some amount of money to this radio station. And these days we say pledge because that's what we've been saying all the time, but really it's a donation right away if you call up and you use your credit card or debit card. I think they might still be able to bill you if you want to pay it by a check, but they really prefer to get the dough by credit card or debit card because that comes in right away. Otherwise, they got to send you a bill and wait for the check to get here, and they might lose track of things, and we won't get credit for it. We need credit for it. One of the things you're doing is you're saying, back of the book has listeners. Management has said, we're not sure you have any listeners. Well, between various people like Tony and George and Bonnie and Michael and Dorothy, we have told management we do have some listeners. We need to have more than four or five listeners, though. So we need you to call 1-212-209-2950 and pledge some amount of money to the Tower Fund in the name of Back of the Book. That tells management we have listeners. It also tells management that the overnight radio programs have listeners. And that's important because, again, there are all sorts of issues going on in Pacifica at this time, and they're looking at what they're going to do. We may end up with a situation where, they could say, look, nobody donates during the overnight programs, so nobody's listening. Why don't we let another radio station or something pipe in their content from midnight to 6 a.m.? And that would be midnight to 6, 7 days a week, and people have proposed this. It's been proposed in the past. These days, it's much easier to do. You don't even have to be another radio station because some radio stations have lower power than we have. They're in crummier parts of the dial, and some stations would love to get on here, and they could even be commercial stations because this is the commercial band. The nonprofit band is down at the low end of the spectrum on the dial. We are in the center of the FM band. This is a commercial license, and so there's that. People would like to have us people would like to be able to get on the center of the dial and do it for 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. That would wipe out all the overnight programs. 1-212-209-2950. And it doesn't even these days have to be a radio station. Could be just some people who decide they want to get on the radio for 6 hours a day, every day, midnight to six, because they could just pipe it in. They could pipe it in over the internet, and that would work. 1-212-209-2950. If you would please call that number now and say you want to donate whatever amount. $25 is a one-year subscription. If you can do more, that's good. But you could donate. Keep WBAI on the air and keep Back of the Book on WBAI. 1-212-209-2950. We thank you if you call that number and donate now. And that has been it for Back of the Book for this week. We are preempted next week for another fundraising thing. We'll be back here in 2 weeks. That will be December 24th, Isaac Newton's birthday eve, and we'll be back here with a show all about many different things. Coming up next is
Ecologic.
and they're in their new time slot following us. Okay, we'll be back here in 2 weeks, as far as we know, and we're going to be closing out the year soon. Enjoy the December twilights, and above all, remember what that so glad Ukraine is hitting them where it hurts, Dormouse said.
I'm the chair of WBAI's local station board. We're holding our next regular meeting on Wednesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. through the Zoom remote meeting service. The meeting, accessible to the public, includes an opportunity for public comment. Your comment, what do you think? The fastest and easiest way to join the meeting is by using the link on the Pacifica calendar and on the WBAI website. You can also access the meeting by calling 929-205-6099. 929-205-6099. Enter this meeting ID number, 922-457-2995. We also have a password, 995, period 995, period 99. The LSB, that's the local station board, expects to be electing the officers at this meeting, so it's an important meeting. Again, the LSB meeting is Wednesday, December 14th, 7 p.m. Do you have to contribute to BAI to access the meeting? No, but it sure would be nice if you would do that.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit WBAI.org/donate-your-car.
Hello, I'm David Rothenberg. I joined up with WBAI not long after Marconi discovered the wireless. If you tune in on any Saturday, that's the name of my program, you'll hear some good music, commentary covering politics, theater, movies, books, and a word or two about the criminal justice system. Actually, it's whatever's on my mind. And there's usually a guest or two to liven things up. Good start for the weekend, so I've been told. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. Oh, and I often have tickets for Broadway and off-Broadway shows. You can get to see a play and support listener-sponsored BAI at the same time. I'm looking forward to you stopping by. I can hear you listening already.
Oh, baby, let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's all begin.
Funny, this radio hasn't been working very well the past few days.
Peter, where do you live?
I'm glad you asked me.
It's a secret place. Please tell me.
All right, I tell you.
I wonder whatever became of me.
Where are you? Why will you be
Peter Beauchamp.
When?
Saturday afternoons at 6 here on WBAI.
That should be time for our favorite program.
Yes, just about time.
I should have been back here a long time ago.
What would you do if I went off the air?